This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Catholics are rejoicing at the announcement of a new pope. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
The election of Pope Leo XIV took many by surprise, including priests from the Archdiocese of Denver, who were gathered in Colorado Springs when the white smoke rose, announcing the decision. Father Luke Barter says he was on perpetual pope watch.
It was quite powerful to have all my brother priests there and just seeing it together and praying together through it. It was amazing. It was quite special.
Barter says he's encouraged by Pope Leo's early message of peace and bridge building, signs he will likely carry on Pope Francis's legacy of compassion, humility, and unity. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
State lawmakers passed a measure yesterday meant to make Uber and Lyft rides safer. The bill is now headed to Governor Polis, but it's unclear whether he will veto it. Uber has threatened to leave Colorado if it becomes law, and Polis says he wants to make sure the company continues to operate here. Democratic Representative Jenny Wilford is the lead sponsor of the bill. She says she was sexually assaulted by a Lyft driver last year.
Governor, I beg you, stand with survivors, not just in words, but in law. Sign this bill.
If it does become law, the measure would require rideshare companies to give drivers and passengers the option of audio and video recordings each trip. It would also prevent drivers from offering food and drink and give passengers the right to sue drivers or the company in some cases, rather than go through arbitration. Look for sunny skies tomorrow across the Front Range with highs in the 70s. This is CPR News at 6:06.